recognized the signs. So shoplifter doesn't have a typical profile and comes in all age, races and background. So a typical shoplifter cannot be stereotyped. It can come in age, it can come in all ages, races and background. So a vigilance needs to be there. The staff has to be vigilant at all, at any given point of time. Staff must be educated on how to spot shoplifters. So they need, the staff needs to be trained, they need to be educated, they have to be alert. If a customer is coming again and again, or if any shoplifter is coming again and again, coming to a specific secluded area, going in a corner, walking suspiciously. So all these are signs which the store team needs to pick up. All staff must keep an eye on shoppers who exit, irregular behavior. So there are staff who, there are customers who keep on checking out the expensive products, they move in suspicious movement, they exhibit irregular behavior. Then there should be a mechanism where staff should identify and ensure the shoplifting doesn't happen. Uniform security and staff must greet customers and stay nearby for help. So to prevent loss with regards to shoplifting, the guards has to be available. In uniform security guard, whenever a guard is available in uniform, it deters the shoplifters. They come out, they avoid doing shoplifting. Sibling showing off that staff is on top of things and attentive deters shoplifters. So whenever the staff is there, eager to help the customer or the shoplifters, they stay around and they keep an eye on the products and on the shoplifters, suspected shoplifters. It will curb shoplifting and the shoplifter will be deterred to do any such things. Security guards can be deployed who patrol the store acting as real customers. So one of the audit points or one of the preventive measures is there could be a security guard who's moving in civil clothes, who's not wearing a uniform, and you can call it as a vigilant officer. So he or she might be act as a customer and they can do a patrol, they can do patrolling, they can move in the store and keep an eye on the suspected shoplifters. They browse on the racks and try merchandise, but always looking around for signs of shoplifting or for possible shoplifters. They're in normal dresses and use secret sign language to alert the store staff. So normally these guards are rotated on daily basis. A single person cannot be used as a vigilant guard. So the security team, the security supervisors ensures that they keep changing the vigilant guard who are in plain clothes, who are not in uniform, and they use a normal, they use a secret sign. So in case if a suspected shoplifter is spotted, so they use a sign language to inform the staff, and the staff also keeps an eye, and they can try to ensure that the whenever he or she is just shoplifting, he or she is caught red-handed. Always keep store properly organized to easily spot if anything is missing. So if the racking capacity is used properly, the store is not messy. So the store needs to be neat and clean so that if something goes missing, it can be spotted very easily. Arrange products, especially the theft prone items, with maximum visibility. So all important merchandise, so in case of saffron or expensive products with related to food, watches, jewelry, needs to be kept in such a way with maximum visibility, with maximum manpower available, so it will deter shoplifters to do pilferage. Do not display merchandise near store exits and eliminate blind spots. So the store entry and exit should not have any display where a customer can come, walk in, pick a product and go. So the displays has to be very minimal and they have to eliminate the blind spots. So in case there should be no merchandise kept in any corner which attracts the shoplifter to do a pilferage and do a shoplifting. Maintain adequate lighting, key fixtures display low for better visibility. So the store maintenance guy need to ensure that every nook and corner is well lit, there are no blind spots, there is no areas which has less light, which attract customer to pilfer a product, to keep product in his pocket or in a bag, or a lady customer can pilfer product, keep it in a bag, or they can remove it using some other method. So adequate lighting is a must. Shoplifting can be prevented with following steps. Use of technology, in-store analytical tools. CCTV video surveillance cameras can be used to apprehend the shoplifter, but this requires full-time human monitoring of cameras. So again, a self-explanatory points. There is a CCTV mechanism available. There has to be a recording mechanism, but somebody has to monitor it on daily, weekly, fortnightly basis. so that all untoward incidents are avoided. Sign and poster reinforcing security messages, shoplifters will be punished, prosecuted. All these stories on the CCTV surveillance should display at prominent locations of the store. So normally at the store entrance, there is a signage which says, or shoplifter will be punished or prosecuted. So all these points will deter the shoplifters. They know, okay, the store has used technology, there are cameras, and in case if I get caught, this recording can be used as an evidence. So all these signages, posters will deter shoplifters. And normally there is other stores, these are the pointers used. Shoplifter will be punished or prosecuted, or store under CCTV surveillance. Probably some stores use smile, you are on a camera. So they inform customers well in advance that there is a surveillance system, and any untoward incident or any shoplifting will not be taken leniently, and stern action or strict action will be taken against them. Sophisticated system can discriminate and segregate the suspicious behavior screens for auto alert or subsequent review. So in case there is a CCTV movement, if there is a guard monitoring it, any shoplifter going in an area where there is no staff available, and probably he or she looking for expensive product. So all this sophisticated system will help in curbing the shrinkage. Further analytics can also be used to study where people are lingering and why, while foot traffic information coupled with inventory and post data can help detect discrepancies or unusual inventory patterns. So there are reports available, and if a guard is monitoring, if a customer is customer movement in a particular area is much more, where there is an expensive product kept, where the banning is less, or particular product is, if there is a global count happening, the staff is counting the products daily basis, but again there is a pilferage happening and customer movement in that area is high. So all these reports and analytical analysis, all this, there is a data or there are inputs which can be used and which can help to curb shrinkage, and right corrective measures can be taken. Religious adherence to the laid down store processes can help reduce shoplifting cases. Customer was asked to deposit in hand baggage at the baggage counter with neck lock put on laptop bags by security at the entrance. So as the SOP says, or there is a checklist available, to deter customer from shoplifting, the bags needs to be deposited at the baggage counter. And in case the ladies are carrying a big handbags or there is money in that, then that can be curbed by using a string tags. The zip needs to be locked, and the locking system has to be there, the mechanism has to be there in there, so that the customers are, if the shoplifters are not encouraged to do pilferage, in case the bags are allowed, then there are chances the customer might get tempted to do a shoplifting. Every customer must be given a bill after purchase and requested to retain same till store exit and for the future transactions. So normally it's an education on part of store. They need to educate the customer to retain the bill. This bill can help in normal, in case the customer wants to return a product, so that is one of the case. And even as a security measure, as a preventive measure, the guards at the exit, they check the bill against the articles being taken out. So the store team needs to educate the customer to retain the bill, and bill has to be provided at any given point of time and at all times. For returns or refund, original bill must be taken from the customer. So while accepting the returns or exchanges, the customer service desk needs to ask for the original bill, verify the product, and then it can be returned back to the customer after making the necessary entries. All these points may not stop all the shoplifting, but surely eliminate maximum of such cases. So once the SOP is being adhered to, the gate pass is being issued for the exchanges, the staff greeting, the customer is being greeted, the baggage is being deposited, the bags are being sealed, all these processes, invoice is being given, all these processes will definitely not eliminate 100% cases of shoplifting, but yes, 80 to 90% it gets curbed. Following points must be noted while handling shoplifting cases. If a customer is found shoplifting with proper proof, then the customer must be asked to purchase the unbilled items. So different organizations follow different rules, but here we'll stick to the point. When a shoplifter is caught red-handed, then the customer is asked to purchase that product. All the unbilled items has to be billed. If the customer refuses to buy, recover the items and do not force the customer to buy. So if a customer doesn't have money and he refuses to buy, just remove the merchandise, the collect our merchandise which has been pilfered, and he's not to be forced, any force has to be avoided, the products has to be recovered from him. If it's a repeated case of same customer having indulged in shoplifting, then the store head should be informed and police should be summoned. So there have been cases where the regular shoplifter is a regular person coming to the store and it's become a habit for him, then probably the store head has to be informed, the store manager has to be informed, and police has to be summoned and appropriate action has to be taken. When police arrives, the security agency must handle the issue. If the customer is a minor or young person, his parent or guardian must be contacted and called to the store. So in case of a shoplifter who is a minor, then his or her parents have to be called, and when police comes in, the whole situation has to be handled by the security agency. Following point must be noted while handling shoplifting cases. Store security or employee is not authorized to conduct any kind of search at customer residence, and such decision and action must be left to police only. So a normal store staff or store team is not authorized to go to a customer's house and search the premises of the customer. That has to be done only by police. So in such cases of shoplifting, if the police is called, the store team needs to ensure that everything is, every incident is informed to the police, and then police takes the requisite action. Customer not be physically harmed or manhandled by employee or security. So any shoplifter caught red-handed will not be subject to any force. No manhandling has to happen. Nobody should hit. No, neither staff, neither security guard should hit the customer. Or force has to be avoided at all cost. There should be no physical harm to be done to the customer. If the customer is lady, then questioning must be done in presence of other lady. So normally, if a shoplifter is a lady, then the questioning, or once the lady shoplifter is caught red-handed, questioning has to happen in presence of a lady guard or a lady staff. Care must be taken to do the questioning in separate area so that other customers are not witness to the same. So moment a shoplifter is caught, whether a male or female, that person needs to be taken either to the back office and has to be questioned, probably up to a back office or to an area where there are no other customers. And in case of lady, there has to be a lady staff or a lady guard available while questioning them. Most of the apparel stocks have tags on them, while which are removed by the cashier at time of billing. So this is, in this slide we will, I'll just help you out with how the tag beep works. So most of the security, most of the organization have security tags which beeps when it comes into the area or when it comes into the, in contact with the antenna. So if a customer has not paid and he's doing a pilferage, the tag will beep, and that is the alert point for the guard to take action. So probably he will ask the customer to come aside, show the bill. He will politely ask the customer to show the bill. Now in case the customer doesn't have a bill and he has done a shoplifting, the appropriate action has to be taken. So most of the apparels have beep on it, and those most of the apparels have tags on it, and those tags are removed while billing. So once the customer pays, the tags are removed. If there's an instance of customer trying to take away the garment through the exit without billing, the same will be captured by the sensor and beep will activate it. So if a customer is doing shoplifting without paying it, the tag will beep, the guard can take appropriate action. The security guard at the exit must approach customers in an unhurried and slow pace and politely state that it seems the cashier has by mistake not removed the tag, and request to come to the baggage counter so that the tag can be removed, and the guard also requests for a bill. So moment there's a tag beep, the guard should walk in a slow pace, go to a customer and probably inform the customer that the cashier might have forgotten to remove the tag. So he has to be escorted to a baggage counter where the tag can be removed, and similar way he needs to ask very politely just to show the bill. A physical tally of the billed items and actual items must be carried out at the baggage counter. So in case there is a tag beep, probably customer has paid for 10 items but he's taking out one item, or he's done a shoplifting. So to curb that or to just to check, they need to do a physical tally, and that has to be checked against the bill. If the beep activates, following action must be taken, or if all the items are present in the bill, it is a case of tag not removed, which should be removed. The bag must be handed over to the customer with an apology. So once the tally is done, once the customer comes clean, okay, he's not done any shoplifting, so the tags are removed and an apology has to be provided to the customer sorry has to be told to the customer. In case the actual number of items are more than the billed item, the customer must be politely requested to check if there is an additional bill. So in case, just an example, if a customer has paid for 10 articles and the bag has 11 articles, so politely the customer needs to ask if there is a separate bill which has been made for that particular article. If the guard customer does not have a bill, security guard should inform store head and request customer to accompany the store head. So in case the product has not been billed, then the store head has to be informed and the customer has to be requested to accompany at the back office where the store head sits. In the back office, the customer is explained an additional bill prepared with payment correction and merchandise is handed over to the customer. So in such case, if it's a shoplifting or by oversight the customer has not paid for it, the article is handed over, money is been collected from the customer and the billing is done for that particular product. No additional activity like interrogation or threat etc. should be carried out and customer must be allowed to exit store once the payment has been received. So whatever has been unbilled, the extra product, the money is recovered, the billing has happened, the product is handed over, there should be no additional activity like interrogation or threat. So there should be no body harm, there should be no shouting, the customer should not be threatened. Politely, the customer has to ask for the pay to pay for the product is handed over, money is received, the customer is politely has to leave the store. Handling tag beep, if the beep activates, following action must be taken. If customer is not able to pay due to the cash shortage, his family should be called upon and requested to visit store to make the payment. The customer must be politely asked to wait till the family member arrives with the requisite money. So in case of minors or in case a shoplifter doesn't have money to do the payment for the shoplifted article, the family should be called and the shoplifter has to wait patiently, calmly, has to be seated in an area, in an area. And once the family comes with the requisite money, the payment is received and article is handed over. Once the transaction is done, the entire family can leave together. If the customer doesn't want the merchandise, then same is taken back and the customer is escorted out of the store. Since the customer doesn't have money or the family has not come, and if he doesn't want the product is collected and the shoplifter is escorted out of the store. Probably a staff exit is used while escorting and when the customer is asked to leave, is escorted outside the store. If the actual and the bill items are same, there is possibility the customer has merchandise with the tag in the pocket or has worn the garment with the tag. He should be requested to go to trial room where the security guard checks with hand scanner. So in case of apparels, if there is a customer has worn an apparel which has a tag on it and while exiting it has beeped, so the guard, the shoplifter needs to be taken to a trial room and the security guard will use a hand scanner to check it. Mock safety deals, very important parameter and very important point with regards to loss prevention and security management. Emergencies and disasters can occur at any time without warning. The more you are prepared for them, the better you will be able to act, minimizing the panic and confusion when an emergency occurs. So mock drill basically prepares the store team for any untoward disasters which will happen, which are normally they don't inform us well in advance. So the more you are prepared, that would be a better way of handling that. If it's known when a retail store may face safety issue around bomb threat or fire or terrorist attack or similar calamity. It is not known when a retail store may face safety issue around bomb threat or fire or terrorist attack or similar calamity. So normally a bomb threat, a store cannot anticipate there would be a bomb threat in next coming 15 days or there might be a fire in next 20 days. So a store cannot anticipate such calamities or disasters and similar calamities. So they need to be prepared for that. In such case of incident, the only major task at hand for store hand and the security team is to evacuate the premises as fast as possible and take all customers and staff to a safer place. So in case there is a bomb threat or in case there is a fire in the store, the store team who's well prepared or who's trained in that needs to ensure that the customers and staff are taken to a designated place, safe place, and ensure safety of each and every human being. For an effective emergency response, basic guidelines must be used. A clear-cut responsibility matrix on who is supposed to do what must be in place. Also, to ensure that when actually a problem occurs, will the team deliver as per process or there is any scope of improvement as regular mock drill is conducted. So normally in the fire mock drill, there are people who are different people are given different responsibility. So there is a salvage team whose only job is to remove the cash and the valuables from the store. Their job is to remove valuable products and salvage it before getting damaged. So that is one salvage team. And there is a rescue team. So that person's job is only to rescue the staff. So the rescue team probably will make a human chain and they will escort the staff and customers out. So basically these are two teams. So again, a fire mock drill is a separate chapter in altogether. It's a detailed story. There's a detailed explanation happened which team what does what. So in mock drills, the store head and the store management or the store admin person, the maintenance person need to ensure that the salvage team is doing their job, the rescue team is rescuing the staff and customers. So it should not happen that the salvage team is rescuing person and they are running here and they're creating chaos. So the right person should handle the right task which is assigned to that. That basically covers that point. And this mock drills makes ensure that the preparedness of the staff is the preparedness of the team is always there. They are always well equipped to handle such calamities. When an alarm goes on, the staff and customers are evacuated from premises and the actual time taken for evacuation is studied and recorded. So normally when a store does mock drills, the entire evacuation process including customers and staff is recorded. So all these mock drills need to be recorded when monitored. So every time the evacuation time should reduce. So if a mock drill has happened in January and probably it has taken 10 minutes to evacuate customers and staff, so probably in February if they are doing a mock drill, it should come down to 8 minutes. Or probably in March it should come down to 5 minutes. So this mock drill helps prepared staff as well as the store team to face any disaster or any calamities which can occur at any point of time. Also, qualitative observations are made and recorded, learnings are taken from this mock drill, and processes are further fine-tuned and necessary training is also given to all so that evacuation time is reduced. So as I given an example, there's a salvage team and there's a rescue team. Now, in case in just an example, if in the January mock drill, the rescue team went helter-skelter and they became a salvage team. So all these observations are taken down. Again, a training has to be provided and corrective measures have to be taken. So all these points, once recorded, again a further retraining has happened and evacuation time should come down. Whenever the mock drill is conducted, the police station is intimated in advance. And also the regional office is kept in loop. So whenever the mall or store team is doing a mock drill, it will always they it is mandatory to inform the regional local police or local regional police and the regional office so that they don't create a panic and they are aware what they are doing. So this is to ensure that there is no stampede and the mock drill is conducted in a very smooth manner. So with this chapter we have seen what is the preventive measures with regards to shoplifting or to a bomb threat, how store can safeguard their interest as well as the customer's human life is very important. So all these things will ensure that there is no untoward incident happen at store and it doesn't hamper store operations. Thank you.